Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, so it's the beginning of a new week, and that means a new topic as well. Now, these challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even if you're living a really busy lifestyle. So to do that, we have a rhythm that we follow every week. Every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week that we'll be exploring. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take a day for prayer and reflection. Saturdays, a day of rest. And Sundays, a day for community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new Christian church community that meets in Ajax every 2 weeks on Sunday mornings. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca to see how this online community is becoming an in-person community as well. Now, right now, we're working through a series called Epic, stories from the Old Testament part of the Bible, where we're trying to understand how they each fit into one great big story, one big epic narrative. Well, this week we're going to study a story where God reveals a name for himself to Moses, one of the most famous Old Testament figures, Moses, and God actually tells him his name in a pretty interesting encounter. This is something that God refused to do for Jacob, who we studied a couple weeks ago in an encounter with God where he really wanted to go know God's name. And so it's clearly a meaningful thing. It's no small thing that God reveals his name to Moses. So we're going to study that story this week. Now, names are a really important thing. They're one of the most important things to any individual. If somebody messes up your name, you might get angry, you might get upset, you might simply ignore that person or dismiss them as not being very attentive to detail. Names are that important. They cut right to the heart. There are all kinds of examples of children and how they react to hearing their names. Or even as adults, when we hear our name, even in a busy crowd, at a party where there are all kinds of people talking around us, when we hear our name, our brains immediately tune in to that conversation to try to figure out what they're saying about us. So names are really important. Sometimes it's really important to us that people use our name, that they know our name, that they remember our name. At other times, in other social situations, it's not always clear if we should use somebody's name. For example, somebody who we're supposed to use a term of respect for, a doctor or a bishop, something like that, we're not always clear if we can be on a first-name basis with somebody like that. My family and I, we get along great with our doctor. We sometimes describe visits with her as almost like visiting a friend. She's just that kind of a personality who is able to make us feel like we are her friends. And yet, even though she uses her first name in reference to herself, I still call her doctor, even to her face. Somehow, it just seems like the thing to do. So names, sometimes we want them used, sometimes we don't want them used, sometimes we want to use other people's names, sometimes we don't. But names are really important. So God's name, imagine how important God's name is. That much more important than any of our names. God's name is a really important thing. And so the fact that God chooses to reveal a name for himself, the way he chooses to do that, and the way he wants us to handle that name going forward is something to really pay attention to this week. So, first of all, though, here's a question for you to discuss with some friends, colleagues, neighbors, somebody else in your life who you could share our challenges with. When someone gets your name wrong, how do you react? And have you ever gotten somebody's name wrong? How did they react? Well, share that story with somebody else in your life. Could be the start of a great discussion that leads them to listen to the rest of this week's challenges and to explore with you what it means to follow Jesus. It's a really important part of who we are as a community, that we study these things not alone and in isolation, but that we're forming a network of groups. If you are part of a group, I'd love to hear from you. I'm always looking to hear what kind of groups are out there. So get in touch with me through the website or app to let me know if you are meeting regularly. So have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow as we read the story in the Bible of Moses encountering God at the burning bush. Bye for now.